Tradies to the home of karaoke, Tradioki.
Tottemajotta.
If you think that environment wants to take you to Japan, it's Tradioki.
We are in Japan. Why, you ask? Well, the tradies of Melbourne have always sung on our show for years on a Tuesday morning. It's just a fun little segment. One thing's led to another. They are now all here in Japan with us, the home of karaoke, where each night, starting tonight, Melbourne tradies will represent Australia in karaoke bars all over Tokyo, and we're here just to have some fun.
And last night, our tradies were dominating at Shibuya, the Shibuya crossing, equivalent of Times Square. And our tradies were there in their high-vis vest. We had the groupies in high-vis.
Lee nearly got arrested.
Lee, our arborist, is going to be challenging for us over the next few days.
I don't think he'll make it home.
Did we do a background check on Lee?
Well, we all watched him nearly get arrested last night.
Yeah.
So
he's going to go down the same path of Brian Lake.
I think
you'll end up in the slammer.
Oh, boy.
I'm really worried about tonight when we hit the karaoke bar for the first time and see what Lee serves up.
On the way here, of course, was smooth sailing for some. It's a long trip from Melbourne to Tokyo, isn't it?
It is a long trip.
It is. I got a bit of a head start. Was it my fault? Remember, Leon booked my flight.
I don't know why you brought it up.
I brought it up because I want to know why. I mean, at least, Fev, you were on a sort of direct flight. You stopped in Sydney
because there's only two flights from Melbourne
direct.
And Sydney direct. That's it. There's one in the morning from Melbourne and one at Sydney, and I booked my flights because I had to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, we factored in.
Why did Leon book your flights? He booked my flights. work flights.
No, work did book my flight, but then I had to book my family's, but they booked me on that flight because I spoke to Pammy, who books our flights.
Yeah.
And Pammy said, this is the exact conversation. I said, there's a 9:20 and there's a 7 something that goes to Sydney. She goes, oh, you won't be able to get on the 9:20 because you've got to work. And I said, yes.
Because you host a show.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
So put us on that flight. It's a night flight, so it'll be fine. Then they book your. I don't know why you brought it up.
Oh, what about that? At one point, sorry to turn this into a whinge on behalf of Feb and I, at one point, while we're on the show with some producers I don't even know out in the airlock.
They were very good, though.
I've seen a big boomerang about 7 of our staff saying cheers with glasses of champagne.
Yes.
While we're working. Were you comfortable? How was the Qantas lounge?
More importantly, Byron, why did you go to Singapore?
I needed the extra frequent flyer points because I'm just a struggling DJ trying to make it in life.
Well, at least you admit that.
Thank you. I was flying in economy. Yeah, guess what? I couldn't even get an exit row. My knees were up over my ears.
The great praying mantis.
Yes, there is economy. You should go back there sometime, Fev.
You know, no, Singapore is like in the opposite direction to Japan.
It is the long way around. Virgin Australia, unfortunately, don't fly direct, and so their partner airline goes via Singapore, and it took 17 hours.
17 hours?
That's okay.
You could have gone to London.
And when I landed, Leon, who'd just had a beautiful morning with you, not working, said, oh, guess what? You'll find this hilarious. Pretty soon, Virgin have announced a direct flight to Tokyo. Okay. So anyway.
So you fly Qantas.
Other than that, we're having great fun here, aren't we?
Company airline.
We haven't in that chat, by the way, we'll take a break. We haven't even got to anything that's happened in Japan. But there's plenty of time for that. We've got a whole week here. Yes, Tradiokyo, that is Melbourne tradies singing in karaoke bars all over Tokyo, Japan. They've been singing on our show for years, and now we're at the point where tradies are here in Tokyo, Japan. We're going to be broadcasting all week. Fifi, Bev and Byron.
That's right. We can't wait to, bring you the incredible stories that our tradies have been exploring over the last day or so. But we, yesterday, before we met up with our tradies, we went out together, guys. It was our first time getting out and about, and we wanted to head to the Monster Cafe because we'd heard all about it. This is this incredible cafe. It's all colour. It's like a theme park.
It's amazing.
And then the food is all coloured, and you've got rainbow spaghetti, and you've got purple hamburgers. But to get there was a challenge. We had to navigate the very complicated subway system here. And we had all our kids. So you had Lenny and Lulu.
There
I had Trixie and Daisy.
10 to 12 people.
Yep.
At a subway, all in Japanese. We didn't know where we were going. I'm not sure. Why were we even catching a train? We should have got some sort of bus.
That's a very
fair
point.
I went 1D tour. They get these awesome Mercedes and they jump in and they get chauffeur driven, the Hemsworths. Like, we're catching the subway.
Yeah, it was.
And it was hot.
It was.
It's hot down there, isn't it?
It was hot.
It was so hot. Really,
especially when you're 130 kilos. I don't really passed out.
At one point, I was fanning off Daisy with a piece of paper, and then Fev seemed a little bit warm, so I had to fan him down.
I know, well, you guys were hot. I had a human strapped to me. Like, that's really hot.
No, that's
there's a lot of whinging. But on the way there, Boxy, we ran into some really weird sort of... What do you call them?
Well, they're sculptures.
What were they called?
Well, they're inappropriate.
They were like humans.
It wasn't
but
quite right.
It was an inappropriate sculpture that you made even more inappropriate, Fev. So let's listen. How do we travel as a pack? The Fifi, Fev and Byron show on the Tokyo streets yesterday.
All right, guys. I think we are headed...
Monster Cafe.
Monster Cafe. I'm looking forward to it. We've booked brunch in, but I think we'll get there for dinner.
Well, here we are, guys. We're at Shiodome Station.
Oh, that's not right. There's children around.
That's a tribute to the human centipede.
No. Oh, what's
that's
Fev going to do?
That's disgusting. Now
Fev.
We can see statues that are very elaborate. Now, Brendan has put himself at the front of the human centipede. You can't have Trixie involved.
No, Trixie can't get involved in
Brendan
this.
Brendan is on all fours.
Oh, dear.
Now, Trixie is copying Brendan.
This isn't quite
this
right.
This is not for children. This is not for children. We're on the Ginza line, guys. Seven stops, okay?
I've got a raincoat on.
Well,
and a baby. Alan's
extraordinary.
It said rain today. It's supposed to rain.
Does anyone know what station the Monster Cafe is near? We
no,
just want to have lunch.
I don't even know where the Monster Cafe is.
Why didn't we just have lunch somewhere closer?
I can't do this anymore.
Poorly planned.
I can't do this.
I don't think we have 4G down here, so Fev can't get the translator to work. There's no 4G, so... Can you stop worrying about lollies and start worrying about where we're going?
I need a swimming pool.
But that's just speaking
Monster
Japanese.
From the train station, please.
Yeah, but that's not helping. None of us are Japanese.
I got a text. Australia Post just delivered one of my parcels.
Okay. Can you imagine? I mean, it's not easy travelling with you guys.
It was really dumb.
We got it.
We got there.
We got there in the end. Yeah, no. And when we got there, it got even more interesting. So we'll get to all of that a little later this morning. Of course, our tradies are here as well. There is plenty happening. We are live.
Aren't they up and about?
From Tokyo, Japan. Even a video of what caused all the offence. So it, have a look at it. Fifi, Fev, Byron. There is a video of Fev. I believe it's in our stories.
Probably stop saying offence.
You be the judge of whether or not
it
was...
arrested.
Yeah, well...
And not everyone's familiar with the movie The Human Centipede, and I don't suggest
everyone,
they look it up.
Everyone kept saying Human Centipede on my Instagram post yesterday, and I had no idea what they're talking about.
Oh, you don't want to know.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
I wouldn't Google it. Fifi, Feb and Byron. Live from yes, at 8 minutes past eight, 8 minutes past six here in Tokyo, Japan. Gee, we start early. We should have probably thought that through. Fifi, Fev and Byron tonight, the tradies of Melbourne, will be singing in all the karaoke bars all over Tokyo, Japan. But we have been here for a couple of days, just settling in over the weekend, Fif.
Yeah, we have. And look, on Saturday night, we thought, let's all meet up and watch the Rugby World Cup final. I didn't honestly think that. I was just happy to meet up and have some dinner.
I was shocked.
I know.
With all the messages going around that you, with two little toddlers, were going to attack the streets of Tokyo... At night time.
I know.
To find a sports bar.
I thought to myself, we've come all the way to Japan. Let's get out amongst it. You know, get busy living or get busy dying. Get out there. And I won't lie, we left the hotel. So I'd strapped Daisy into the baby Bjorn. I had Trix. She's six. It's a big deal coming all the way over here. She was a bit tired too. We left the hotel at 3 to come and meet Leon and Byron and the rest of the team. And we got back to the hotel 3 hours later, having never met them. Now, let's hear. This is a bit of the chaos that went down when there was a miscommunication about where we were meeting.
It was Shibuya Crossing 5 p.m. was the instruction. Shibuya Crossing
yes.
5 p.m.
Yep.
I'm standing between two walkways. I've got the train station behind me.
Yep. A billboard that says Tosse. Tosse. No.
There's a crossing that's up there. I think it's going to come down the hill.
Something big.
So busy.
BIC. You're on the other side of the river.
Yeah, no, I have to tell you where we are.
What?
Shibuya.
We're at
Shibuya.
You're in Shibuya. Shibuya's quite big.
I'm in Shibuya and I'm going home.
You're going home?
No. Oh, she's pulled the pin, and fair enough. That was Fifa, of course, on FaceTime, and we're trying to sort of look at her, and it was very loud, and it was, you know.
Fifa, can I talk you through this, okay? We were leaving the hotel.
Oh, mate, I watched it.
I know, but let me...
I loved it.
The elements you don't understand. So we were leaving the hotel, bumped into Rylan. Now, Rylan works, obviously, here for the Fox. He's brilliant. He has set up his studio for us. He's fantastic.
He does more than charge batteries.
He's very knowledgeable about Japan. So he... I was leaving the hotel, and I said, Rylan, do you know where the guys are? He goes, yeah, they're in Shinjuku, which is not Shibuya.
Right.
So what happened was I've dragged the girls to Shinjuku, and everybody kept saying to me, we're meeting at the crossing, we're meeting at the crossing. Leon's like, we're at the crossing. Amanda's like, we're at the crossing. Anyway, I've got out at Shinjuku station and I'm stopping anyone who speaks English. He says, the crossing, they've pointed at a zebra crossing.
Yeah.
So I stood at a zebra crossing in Shinjuku for nearly an hour with Trixie going, what are we doing? Are we going home? Where's the swimming pool? Can I swim? No, sweetie, we're just meeting everyone for dinner. So after nearly an hour, we then realised you were in Shibuya, not Shinjuku. So I've gone, okay, now I would get back on the subway. Now the subway here in Tokyo, it's like the New York subway on steroids.
Yeah.
It's next level. It's about a million stations.
Yeah. They're all color-coded, all the trains.
I'm not kidding, had a meltdown, sat down and threw a tantrum in the middle of like peak hour. Oh. Then we finally get to Shibuya, and then that whole conversation you heard was all on FaceTime. Mm. Now, the message I'd been given was meet outside the Starbucks at Shibuya Crossing. Yeah. Okay, there's about 50 Starbucks at Shibuya.
That was Leon.
And not only that, you all kept talking. It was like a Seinfeld episode. Like, I felt like Elaine screaming, stop saying the crossing. You're all saying the crossing. We're meeting at the crossing. There's the crossing. The crossing is not a crossing.
Okay.
It's a square.
Let it out.
Stop saying crossing.
The WhatsApp was amazing. I was sitting, I was having a glass of champagne and a beautiful steak with my wife, watching this all unfold. And then I'd eaten... I actually had dessert. We had a bottle of champagne. I had a shower, got back into bed, and I put the Rugby World Cup on, and you're still standing at the crossing.
I was. And you know what?
And I'd done all that. I had a great night.
I got back to the hotel. I had a burrito from Taco Bell, and I decided I wasn't much of a fan of Tokyo.
It is the Fox. Fifi, Fev and Byron. Yes, all our tradies are here, and from tonight we hit the karaoke bars. It's our fun segment, Tradeoke, which all started on a Tuesday really early on our show, and years later here we are with tradies in the home of karaoke. All thanks to Sheen Panel Service, keeping Victorians on the road since 1969. Great to have those guys on board, and they are backing this trip. We're here all week, Fee.
Yes, now yesterday, Fev, as a little treat for you, we thought we'd find one of Japan's premier fortune tellers, because the Melbourne Cup obviously running tomorrow, and how incredible would it be to get a fortune teller predict who would win the race? I mean, there's a lot of things you could do with that information, Fev, that I know you'd love to do with that information.
All over it.
So, Tamor, we found her, Tamau.
And I had to get on yesterday because after we play this, the price is going to get crunched in.
Yeah, no,
so we've got good odds, Byron.
We did, but gamble responsibly.
Yes.
And also, you did take this in a very different direction. All we wanted was a Melbourne Cup prediction. We got an awful lot more. Now, Tamau, thank you so much for joining us. You are a fortune teller here in Japan, Tokyo.
Yes.
Now, we've come all this way because I'm here with two gentlemen who... they love predictions, and they often put money on these predictions, but I figure they've got some questions they'd really like to ask you. I see you've got lots of things in front of you. Fev, maybe you'd like to start.
We'll get to the betting later.
Let's just call them predictions.
Predictions, because it's a big day tomorrow in Melbourne, but we'll get to that. I just want to know a little bit. I want you to tell me about my life, what's going to happen. I want to be told everything.
Okay, please ask me one by one.
Okay.
So my answer will be accurate.
Oh, okay.
First question.
How long am I going to live for?
Oh, that's distressing.
Maybe feel
do you want to know?
Yes.
Because it really happened.
Yeah.
Okay, show me your palm.
Oh, no.
And cross your hand like this, and which finger is on top.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I will read from your right hand.
This is not what we have.
Right? I don't feel good about this.
Well, that's what you get one for. She's really getting into it. Doesn't seem like there's much left.
Well, you will have great chance during your 50s, starting from your 40s.
What, to die?
Well, it will makes you very busy and successful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bang.
You might will affect your health. So you might will affect your stomach. So please be aware of stress.
Yes, I've been told that before.
Try to let go of your stress and try to find something that you like, which yes. can relax you.
Yeah.
And
children give me this. Let's not get over the figure.
Late 50s
is very early.
Late 50s.
That's not right.
It will be very
effective
for your health.
Yes.
Oh, effective or
a very
defective.
Might well have a surgery.
Oh God.
Oh.
It could just be your appendix. It could
tonsils.
Be okay.
Tonsils haven't gone in yet.
And if you can survive with that surgery,
if you survive,
you will live up to 90.
Oh, phew. Okay.
But you need to survive.
Yeah.
You need to survive.
I'm a survivor.
That surgery.
Destiny's Child said it best.
And I'm a survivor. You will watch your health,
yeah.
you don't have to get surgery.
Yeah, okay.
And be healthy.
Yeah.
So,
thank God his daughters are here listening to this.
Oh, Lenny's crying.
Lenny's
going
to be okay. This
oh,
is not
sweetheart,
the way
it's okay.
Oh, we just wanted a cup tip.
Yeah, well, I needed to know. And what I got out of that is she said that in my late 50s,
yes.
I'm going to have an operation. And if I survive that, I'm going to live to 90.
Yes.
But then she said that if I get healthy, but I'm going to have to keep going the path I'm going. So I can't get healthy because if I don't have that operation, I might die before 90.
But you can change your destiny.
No, but my destiny's 90.
No,
that's
you
a good. That's a good inning.
Change your lifestyle and you won't need that surgery.
Yeah, but then I might die before then.
No, but
or after that.
Oh, gosh,
earlier.
Actually, he raises a good point.
Yes. Mate, my life's set.
Okay.
Operation at 50.
Have a listen back
then
to
I'll
that
tape. I'll get healthy, okay. And then I'll pass away at 90.
Have a listen.
Bang.
That little package, have a listen to it in your own time during the day.
I don't think
you're
shy
okay.
of getting the certificate from the Queen.
You're ticking time bomb.
She'll still be alive then.
I'm not sure.
She's a trooper.
Oh. 1019.
The Fox. Now, yesterday we hit the streets, the mean streets of Tokyo. We're still doing a lot of sightseeing, familiarising ourselves with the place. Now, Fev and I went to Disneyland,
yes.
Tokyo Disneyland. Now, we did it a bit differently and it had differing results, didn't it, Fev?
Yeah, it did.
So I got up at the crack of dawn. I made sure everybody that was coming with us was in the foyer of the hotel at 7 a.m.
oh,
sharp.
God.
We were not waiting for anyone. Stragglers would be abandoned. Beelined, got the taxi, avoid the train in peak hour, got the taxi out there, got in the queue, stood in the queue for an hour. Fev, I won't lie, that bit's a bit iffy. Like, that's no
to
fun.
Get in.
With a yeah, an hour.
Jeez.
With a 4-month-old and a 6-year-old. But then when we got in, Fev, raced to Big Thunder Mountain because that's the best roller coaster, got our fast pass.
Well done.
Then went and did Peter Pan's Flying Circus.
Dang.
Then we did Snow White's Adventure. We did Pinocchio's and then Winnie the Pooh. Anyway, and then Fev, you got there
about 9:30. We didn't have to line up. We lined up for about, 2 minutes to get in, which was great. But
yep.
There was heaps of people there. I think I might have cut in. I don't know what happened. I don't know. I think they must have opened up a new one.
Yeah.
And we went straight to the front. It was amazing.
Well done.
So we went straight in. We went to, got a fast pass for some ride, which was at between 2:05 and 3:05.
Yeah.
Because that's how the fast passes work.
Yeah.
They just go straight on.
Yeah. What ride?
The one on the left when you were first walking in, I don't know, some big country thing.
Big Thunder Mountain.
Yeah, Big Thunder Mountain.
Yeah.
And then we went for a walk, and so the kids wanted to go on the Thunder Mountain Splash one.
Splash Mountain,
With a log. Choo. So they went and lined up with Alex. So
yes.
I took the bubs and I just said, I'll just walk around with Mia because Mia didn't want to go on. And Alex came back about half an hour later. She was done. And the kids, an hour and 55 minutes wait.
That's
oh,
a long
wow.
View.
So I went and sat down and had 2 pieces of pizza. I had 2 Cokes.
Okay.
And then I had a bowl of chips.
All right.
And then I went back and they still weren't finished. And then I had a sausage and a wrap. 2 hours later, they came back. So it was a great ride. And we left.
Now, whilst we were doing this,
I left.
I know.
He's pulled the pin. He's done. He's done.
I lined up for food. The greatest, the greatest place.
Happiest place on earth.
Happiest. The food place I went to. Great time eating or something. Mm-hmm. Huey, Dewey, and Louie. We waited for an hour and 3 minutes to get a pizza.
The anxiety's coming back.
At some stage in our future,
I want to do Disneyland with you.
I'm never going back again.
It's my favourite place in the world, and I want you to love it. Now, well, you had a very different day, though.
I did, Fief. I took my girlfriend out to Mount Fuji just for some serenity.
Oh, that's romantic.
Because, well, you know, my son lives in Los Angeles, and I've grown up with him in Los Angeles, and we've gone to Disneyland 100 times. So
okay, Bragger.
Without my son going to Disneyland with you and your kids, lining up, it's stressful, it's noisy. So
that's the problem with Disneyland. You people, you've been there 100 times.
Yeah,
you go
stop
once.
Going.
Stop going.
Sorry.
That's why there's so many lines.
Okay, well, anyway, it's a chance to compare my beautiful day just enjoying nature with maybe something a little more stressful.
Well, yeah, one of the most stressful parts of being at Disneyland yesterday with a four-month-old, I took Daisy on the Jungle Cruise, which Trixie loves.
Oh,
the Jungle
God.
Cruise is fantastic. But what it has is the captain of the ship screaming the whole time, which led to a 30-minute ride of just Daisy screaming her head off. So let's hear, Byron, the comparison of your day with me on the Jungle Cruise.
The serenity of Lake Kawachukiko. If that's how you pronounce Lake Kawachukiko. Lake Kawachukiko. Whatever. So peaceful here. Who'd want to be at Disneyland? Screaming children. Hours and hours of waiting for one ride. When you can take in Lake Kawachukiko.
So much nicer. Such a nice day.
Can't believe you bailed
it's
on
very
us.
Very creepy.
Well, I was just enjoying some nature.
Why were you talking?
And you know what?
Because that was the mood out
there.
It was a lake.
Uncle Byron, you could have come in handy. I could have done with
you.
You
had about 10 other people in your touring party. You've got more people than Diddy in your touring party. Anyway, it is the Fox.
I tell you what, Disneyland had a great Christmas tree.
There you go. Yeah, there's something good.
It was a Christmas tree.
Really good.
There's a positive
photo there with the kids and then left.
It was all about the Concreter last night. Team Panel Service getting right behind the Tradie Okio Tour. A huge, huge production this is. There are babies here on tour with us. We've got Daisy and Trix and Lenny and Lulu and Toby and
Mia and
everyone.
Couldn't go away without our families.
No, can't
absolutely
go away
not.
So can't believe people go away without their families.
It's a giant, giant crew. And, of course, it all comes back to these tradies performing in some of the best karaoke bars in Tokyo and showcasing what they've been showcasing on our show for years, their vocal talents.
Yes. Now, last night we were at one of Tokyo's premier karaoke bars. The best of the best were there. You can't believe some of the talent. The Japanese take their karaoke very, very seriously. So to take our Tradie Okio crew there was huge. Now, Ryan, the Concreter from Berwick, it was his chance to get up last night.
Well, yeah, it was his chance to get up. And it is Tradie Okio. It's singing tradies. Now, for some reason, Fifi and Fev have decided to open the show with a massive duet. Now, this wasn't in the running sheet. This was not Fief's moment.
It's what the crowd wanted.
Well, it turned out to be not Fev's moment either, because Fief had Fev's mic off.
I accidentally handed you a mic without that, and it wasn't turned on.
Even with this song.
It's a duet. Keep the faith. Have a listen to this. They've opened the show without anyone asking them to, and then Fief has turned Fev's mic off. So
I
it's effectively Fief performing Bon Jovi at the start of the show. Let's have a listen.
Sabotage.
Yeah,
in my defence, when you've got a four-month-old, you've got to go hard at the start of the night. I knew I had limited hours up my sleeve.
She came in hot. So there it was. Now, Sheen Panel Service, keeping Victorians on the road since 1969. They've actually brought one of their tradies is out here, a tow truck driver by the name of Ron.
Can't wait to hear how Ron goes.
We'll get to him. But Ryan the Concreter, look, this was the moment, Vief, why we were all there to support him. He was against some of the world's best. There were a lot of people in the crowd that had seen a lot of karaoke.
Yes, Byron, you were standing with Nikki. Now, Nikki is a local famous Tokyo karaoke singer, and she was reviewing Ryan as he performed with you. So let's hear last night in front of a local crowd of hungry Japanese karaoke fans. How did Ryan the Concreter from Berwick go?
Please welcome to the stage, Ryan the Concreter.
Here by Nikki in co-commentary. Some wonderful dancing.
Oh, wonderful. It's a wonderful word.
Are the locals interested in Ryan? Do you think he could be very popular here in Tokyo?
Oh, thank you. Very popular. Guys.
Very popular.
Wow. The feedback. Such good feedback.
He was so good. He was committed. He was there. He was in the moment.
And great dance moves.
Yeah. He was on fire, Ryan.
It really up
and
about.
And looked the part. He had his tradie shorts on, his tradie vest
he had the
on.
Footy, he had his premiership footy shorts on from San Francisco Xavier. Mm. They won the grand final. That's the score that kicked out of.
Oh, yeah.
So he plays, that's so funny. He plays he with didn't. All my friends. Yeah,
he ended up quite tired and emotional, shall we say, by the end of the night, Ryan.
I think everyone did.
A big-ish night. But look, that's part of the fun of karaoke.
Well, it was part of the fun. It's funny how you were popping Fev and I under the bus before for making it our moment as well, Byron, because not long after Ryan got up, for some reason you donned a wig. You popped on a Cher style wig.
Well, yeah. It's actually the singer of Whitesnake, well, David Coverdale.
But you looked like Cher. Like a praying mantis with a wig on.
Yeah, okay. Very creepy.
Well, I was forced to perform, so then...
Byron chose to get up and perform this song.
This is what happened. He's like, well, if Fev and Fee are going to do it, well, I'm going to sing a song.
That is not what happened.
So he went up, pushed the tradies off stage, and this is what we got.
That's out of context.
Sorry, Melbourne, for that.
I can't believe how bad you are.
That was awful.
You've got to own it.
No, but no. Why? There's something about it. It's funny. Whenever you sing, you sound 80. Okay. I don't know what that is about you.
Because he is 80.
Okay, very funny. That's why we are here. It all started with Tradeoke, a little segment we did on a Tuesday morning, and we discovered that Melbourne tradies have a voice. Years on, it's got to this level where tradies are being flown to Tokyo, Japan, and we're doing the show from Tokyo, Japan. And it's all thanks to Sheen Panel Service. They're tradies themselves. They get this. They have supported us every step of the way. Thank you, Sheen Panel Service. Keeping Victorians on the road since 1969. And in fact, Fief, one of their own staff members, a tow truck driver, Ron... Wow. I mean, he was one of the winners. He auditioned. He went through every hoop.
He did.
And he's here.
He did. With his beautiful wife, Lana, and what a performance. He captivated the locals. We were at a premier Japanese karaoke bar. That's the why we came. We've gone global with our tradies. And he sang one of Fev's favourite songs. Yep. In fact, an emotional song for you and Alex played at your wedding.
just brought back memories, Boxy. Bit of Robbie Williams, Angel.
Yes, oh. And what a great opportunity again for Fev to jump up and take a mic.
I feel like I just keep getting up.
Yeah, there was a lot of Fev.
What's happening?
It was Ron's moment, but Fev was certainly... You know.
Let's have a listen to Ron belting it out in a brilliant performance in front of Japan.
Said.
And he's got his mic technique is perfect. Oh.
Forget that he's a tow truck driver from Boronia and he's wearing a hard hat. That could be Robbie Williams.
It could be. The groupies are loving it.
Fee, if you've ruined another performance.
I know, honestly, someone should have taken the mics off us.
Well, you couldn't tell.
Really,
it was in.
But that's the thing about karaoke, you can't stop singing.
That's true. No, absolutely.
Ron, didn't he do Sheen panel service proud?
From what we could hear of Ron, between Fev and you, certainly he did.
Well, that's what happens.
It does, and why not? You know what, we're all having a great time, and then you guys, you know, you're on a real roll, even though the next tradie was ready to get up. He said, just hang on a minute, mate, because...
it was our time.
It was your time to shine,
time
Fev.
Time to shine.
Yourself and Fief with this emotional duet that no one asked for. Shallow. Is that Fev or Brad Cooper? I can't tell.
Yes, I can. That's Fev. Feels like it's 4 a.m., but it's about 6:30 p.m. It's wow. She's found her voice. This is her range. She's completely transformed her performance. She's blossomed.
We nailed that.
We smashed it.
Like, yeah. Literally nailed it.
Whoa, we should go on tour with that.
Mate, people would be listening going, that wasn't really Fee Fev, that was Gargo and Cooper.
We found it.
Yeah. At the start,
it was magic. Us.
It was a little shaky. It was a bit pitchy, dog. But then, honestly, there's something about Fee in that particular higher range. I think she hits the mark.
Well, this is a compliment that I'll keep enjoying. What else?
No, that's
anyway,
enough.
Not about us. All about the tradies. All about our tradies. And Ron from Sheen Panel Service did brilliantly last night. What's been great, though, is because we're here, we're making such a big deal and a big noise, a lot of very famous Japanese karaoke performers are coming along to our performances.
Yeah.
And last night we had
It's amazing
Clayt.
How they keep finding where we are.
It is, isn't it? Now,
word's
Clayt
getting around.
Is one of the best karaoke performers here in Japan in Tokyo. He is a celebrated karaoke performer. Now, he was enjoying our night so much, he got up.
Yep.
Now, I won't lie, this was quite late in the evening. Now, as I am, I have a four-month-old in tow who needs to be breastfed every 3 hours. At this stage, I'd had to go, guys.
Yep, fair enough.
You kept enjoying the sakis. I'd gone home. But when I woke up in the morning, you said, oh, you've got to hear this guy, Clayt. It was like Bruno Mars was in the room.
If you shut your eyes,
okay,
it was like he was here.
Well, Melbourne, do this with me. Let's all just shut our eyes. Not if you're driving, actually.
Oh,
if you're driving, keep them open.
Safety message.
Let's all shut our eyes. And this, we've been told by Byron and Fev, this was like Bruno Mars singing. Can we hear Clayt?
God, this guy's better than Bruno Mars.
You didn't get that reaction?
No, I didn't have anyone even in here. They all left. Well, you know, at least our tradie's got a free holiday. You know, it's clear there is a class difference. Probably all pack up and go home. It's been good.
He's pretty good.
How many sakis had you had?
Yeah, I think our judgment was clouded.
No, he kicked in. Amazing. I won't lie.
He sounded better on the night.
He got better as he kept going. At first, I was a bit concerned. It wasn't quite Bruno Mars.
It's funny. It's like when you go out and you have a big night, and then you remember the next morning all the ideas you had, all the invites you gave to people for things you'll never do. I mean, it's all coming back to me now.
Is it like
really...
Byron when you wake up in the morning and look next to you and go, wow, that's not what I thought about?
Okay. There was nothing like that. Nothing like that. But Clate is solid, Feb, but I don't know that he's Bruno Mars.
I still think he was brilliant.
Okay. No,
I
well
think
done.
Everyone was brilliant.
Everyone was great.
No one better than Ron.
Well done,
a
Ron.
Tow truck driver from
Ron.
Sheen Panel Service.
Couldn't
he was
be prouder.
On fire.
All right. 1019. The Fox. We are here live in Tokyo, Japan, all thanks to Sheen Panel Service. They're tradies themselves. They understand this. So they're not only sponsoring this whole trip, they've been keeping Victorians on the road since 1969. They're panel beaters, essentially. They know what they're doing. And this has been great. What a week it's been, guys, singing in all the karaoke bars. Now, it's about the tradies. That's certainly what the whole point was. It's singing tradies. They've been a part of our show for years. They're here in Tokyo, Japan, singing. But so are you guys.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, again, it is all about them, and
leaders have got to lead
this holiday, this fantastic trip to Japan, to Tokyo, and then what Fev and I didn't really take into consideration is that once we feel a beat, hear the beat, we can't stop singing.
Okay. So look, this is just another great night. Again, without being asked, Fifi and Fev opened proceedings with the song that we just played, "Journeys Don't Stop Believing."
Nailed it.
Again, you know, there's a bit of a pattern forming with the Fifi and Fev duets. You can never hear Fev.
Because I sound like the actual track.
Right. Okay, that's what it is.
Simple.
I may have forgotten to turn his mic on again.
Anyway, now when she yelled out Lee on video, he is a great producer. You can see these videos at Fifi Fev Byron. He certainly did his job there. What about some of the locals, though, guys? I mean, this is the thing. We'll hear from Lee, our tradie, in a second. But the locals that are there, the standard is red hot.
Well, what's happened is they've heard we're in town, a lot of the karaoke kings and queens. Yeah. And they, again, Japan, the most famous Tokyo, famous city in the world for karaoke, and Sana, who is essentially the queen of karaoke here in Tokyo, got wind that we were in town.
She was amazing.
She joined us, jumped up on stage. Have a listen to this. This may have been a mistake putting Sana on.
Sure, come down to the end.
Okay. This is a bit too professional for us.
It's like the first two singers were in with the VFL.
This is the grand final, and we were the little league in the first round.
Deeply worried for Lee. I mean, we like Mustang Sally, but this is another level. Oh,
that
wow.
could have been Jess Glynn, couldn't it?
It
really?
Could have been. I reckon it sounded better than Jess Glynn. And you heard there as we were enjoying Sana's performance, we were a bit worried about Lee, the arborist from Point Cook. He's a tradie. This is the whole point of our whole trip, was for the tradies to showcase their talents. But, gee, we were worried because he had to follow that.
Yeah, and we'd already been worried about him because he nearly got arrested the night before.
He did nearly get arrested. Well, down at the crossing in
Shibuya,
a very famous crossing, and there was a little, like, a K-pop band just having a little bit of a groove. There was a guitarist, a singer, and someone on the piano. And I don't think they had a ticket to perform there.
A permit,
so the police came And then I saw a yellow vest, which is a tradie vest, over in the microphone singing Mustang Sally.
Oh, no.
And the police had questioned him. I thought he was going to get arrested.
I know, I was worried. We distanced ourselves quickly.
He kept trying to take the microphone back off the police.
Lee tried to do a lot of things at the pre-gig dinner as well, but we won't talk about that. But Lee is an interesting man. But this was the performance that really got everyone, well, at least talking. We can at least say that. It definitely got people talking. Mm-hmm. Lee's Mustang Sally.
All the way from Point Cook, Victoria. Here's my friends. Welcome, Lee!
He's actually damaging the equipment.
What's happening here? Who picked him? I think it was me.
I don't think we had a lot of sleep when we picked Lee. Oh, Lee. Oh, that, I don't know. There are women here.
They've all turned in.
They are frightened, and I don't blame them.
Yeah, there was a lot of pelvic thrusting.
He's very good, though.
He's excellent.
Oh, he's a showman. He's a showman.
Yeah, he was absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, the three boys, Ryan, Ron and Lee.
They were all very good.
Done us so proud here in Tokyo, our tradies.
Exceptional. We'll certainly won't forget their performances. We can definitely say that.
No. Beep, beep, paper, and a bite on. Tokyo, Japan, a lot of people love is the quirkiness and the kitschiness, and there's lots of different cafes, restaurants. We went to the Hedgehog Cafe, there's an owl cafe,
it's not a cafe.
Well, no, you can't get food there.
That was a challenge.
You can hang out with owls and cats and hedgehogs. Then we went to the Monster Cafe, where we hung out with monsters.
With a geisha.
With geisha and Harajuku girls.
Quite what we... thought it was.
There's a robot restaurant, which we never made it to, but that's apparently a lot of fun. And then where we went last night, though, this was a bit of fun. We went to a restaurant where you can catch your own fish. Mm. So there's all, picture this, all tables and chairs, and then like a moat, a big pond running around the restaurant where you put your hook in, your fishing rod, and your fish.
Yeah. I mean, there's an argument to say you should just order off a menu. I mean, it's a fair bit of work, isn't it, just to get your dinner?
It's quite expensive, too.
It wasn't cheap.
I quite enjoyed it, though.
Yeah, okay.
You're sitting in a boat in the middle of a moat trying to... I was trying to rhyme, but I didn't.
Instead, what we'll do, let's just play the package.
See, Feb, we are at Zao in Shinjuku. This is a restaurant with a difference. Obviously, you don't just order off the menu. You've actually got to catch your own dinner.
I love this. So this river around us has all the fish.
It has a range of fish, yes.
This menu says prawns, horse mackerel, spiny lobsters. Are they in there too?
Yeah, all those varieties of fish are in there, from top shell, prawn. You can get a lobster. Apparently the hardest to catch is the sea bream. But you know what the rules are? Last to catch one, pays for dinner.
I'm a yabbier, so I could do the lobster.
I'll do the lobster too.
Okay, can we get a net?
And an old mate has to catch one. You can catch a fish.
Well, you get yourself a horse mackerel.
Hang on a minute. Okay, now the first race is to get your bait onto your hook. You don't have to smell it, Fev.
It's awful.
Well, but just stop smelling it.
I feel like this could be like one of those... Oh, we lost our prawn, baby. This could be like one of those... oh, no, there it is. You know at the show when there's the games that you can't quite win? I feel this is very familiar. I'm hungry. Where's the food? I'm hungry.
Have we had our first retirement? If you pay, then we can stop.
I'm going to go and get room service. I'm going back to the hotel. Yeah, it was a lot harder than we thought, and I reckon we gave that a good half hour of trying to fish. And the guy, one of the waiters, realised we were about to give up and go home, and then suddenly, out of nowhere, Fev, he's brought out this super bait.
Yeah, it looked like cookie dough.
It didn't, and then he's taken us to a different pool of fish that if we'd started there, because within about 10 seconds...
Oh, the action.
You caught the first fish. Suddenly we'd all caught fish. God. Have a listen to this, but pay particular attention, because we had our kids there. Wait till you hear Trixie catch a fish. Not the reaction that we were hoping for.
This could be the game changer. New bait, Feb.
Excuse me?
I don't know about that first bait. It was a bit stinky.
Here we go.
It was a poor.
This is fresh bait.
Yeah!
Well, that's annoying.
That's the fish dance.
Okay, yeah, there's his celebration dance. It still comes down to silver and bronze. Oh, no, his daughter's got one. She's not even in the competition.
Come over here. She's got one. My fish fell off. My fish fell off my hook.
Trixie's not on your team. You've lost. So how have you not lost?
So just to unpack everything, I got one first, then Lenny, and then Trixie and V. Lauren, you were last.
How am I paying for dinner?
You were last.
But V didn't even fish.
Yeah, she got her daughter to fish.
Trixie wants to do it again. Maybe she can do it for you.
Oh, wow.
Reaction from Trixie. We must stress to any people that are concerned about Trixie's welfare, she did love it.
I've never, ever heard her scream like that in my life.
She changed her tune quick, though.
Well, I know.
Want to do it again?
When you heard that back, were you deeply concerned?
Yeah. That sounded like a traumatised child.
Wait till you see the video. We've just put it up on Instagram.
Thanks for dinner, Byron. Oh, we enjoyed it.
I can't believe that. Beautiful. How did Fife win a competition she wasn't even in?
Can we just point that out, though? Mm. For us to catch a fish, it cost us like $50 each to catch our own fish.
I had it sashimi style, though. It was very, very good.
It was still twitching.
You could get it breaded as well. Anyway, Fifi Fev Byron on Instagram for the video, and you just want to make sure you look out for Trixie's reaction. You don't want to miss that.
101.9 The Fox.
It was all about our tradies, of course, performing in the karaoke bars of Tokyo, but there was one thing we always thought could happen on this trip. And it did happen, please.
Well, yesterday, it was all about our friend Fev, because Brendan, you are a superstar. I've always said this. And we decided what would happen if we put Fev in a sumo ring with some sumo wrestlers. So yesterday, we went to meet some sumos. It was actually quite good because before you wrestled, we actually learned a little bit about them and what they do and how they exercise and warm up.
And I had a little bit of an inkling this was going to happen, so I've been in training. I put on a few extra kilos,
right,
so I didn't get thrown around.
Yeah, certainly.
But we had to learn the rules,
yes,
and regulations first.
Yeah, there was a lot to this. We went to the neighbourhood of Asakura here in Tokyo. I believe I've nailed that.
It is good.
And yes, this was the all-important introduction before what you'll hear really soon, which is Fev literally taking on an actual sumo.
Please welcome two former wrestlers.
Oh, wow.
Holy Jesus.
Wow.
Oh, whoa.
Konnichiwa.
The right side wearing white belt is Towanoyama.
Yeah.
Please call him Jumbo. And the left side wearing black belt is Wakanoshima.
Hey!
Please call him Shima. Being flexibility is very important. So next exercise is Suri Ashi, which is shuffling walk.
Oh, and Jumbo has approached Trixie there.
I told you,
I think tonight.
That was
quite confronting from Jumbo.
Next, we will explain the rules of sumo.
Okay.
Rules of sumo is very simple. There are two ways to win the game. The first one is by pushing out the opponent from the ring.
Off them.
That's a good one.
It's someone landing on Trixie.
Yes, it could be me.
It's interesting that Trixie's in the front row here. Okay.
Now, the wrestlers are ready to show you a serious match, okay?
Oh, God. Stand back, girls.
Take the children away.
Girls, stand back.
Okay. Yeah. Some children are crying. It's not family friendly.
Here is a question. Which wrestler is going to win?
Are we allowed to bet?
No, there's no betting. No betting.
Which wrestler do you think going to win?
Jumbo's your dog.
I'll take Jumbo.
Oh, wow. Children shouldn't see this. This is really violent, and we're too close.
Yeah, it's too naked. Men.
It's. Oh, wow. Okay, that's really. Wow. Okay, I think Jumbo might have won that. Get in the queue, Fev. Jumbo won.
I might move.
So there we go. Fief, you were far too close. Your children, I mean, the little Favolas were there and Trixie and Daisy.
Lulu and Trixie were in the front row. And the other thing about sumo wrestlers, which I'd forgotten, Fev, and I've never been that up close and personal to them, that G-string doesn't cover enough.
No.
Sorry, that loincloth. And
there's a lot
Lulu
hanging out.
Lulu and Trixie saw things they can never unsee.
Well, you know,
it's not
I'm pretty sure Lulu said to me on the way home in the cab, Daddy, he had a lot of hair.
Oh, dear.
Okay. He's,
It's all part of their education.
And I went, probably should have left the kiddies at home.
Anyway, more from Asakusa is coming
well
up. Thank
well
you.
Said.
Apparently I stuffed it up the first time.
Yeah, you
but
did.
We'll come back. Now, this is what we're waiting for. Right after this, Fev takes on, because that was the demo between two sumos, but then Fev took on the winner.
Can I just say this? Someone went through a wall. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Fifi Fever Alan Biden.
It's been an amazing tour, and I reckon this is the crescendo, Fev.
Yes, Fev taking on an actual sumo wrestler. Now picture this. We're in the sumo ring. Fev has the loincloth on.
They try to put me in one of those fun suits.
Yeah, I know. And I don't think they knew what they were dealing with.
No.
Now,
this is not amateur.
You're going to hear it, but I want to paint the picture. So you've got you and Jumbo, who was a larger sumo wrestler, you've got your loincloths on, and then it was like a game of atomic wedgie. Like what I didn't realise about those loincloths
yeah,
is it's just who can pull it up higher and wedge the other one.
And I took Trixie for a swim yesterday, and I was with your brother Cam, and I said to Cam, what do you think he weighs? And he goes, about 130. I said he couldn't because I weigh 130.
Oh, no
I reckon
way.
He would have been 170.
Minimum.
Yeah, 180.
Yeah. He's a big boy.
Fief, what about the setting? You know, these lovely restaurants where you take your shoes off and you eat seated. It sort of had that feel. It was a very intimate studio. The children were on very low seats.
We had our children. In retrospect, we shouldn't have had our
children. They shouldn't have been there.
But, yeah, we were on our low seats, and then there were two rounds. Let's hear how did Fev go against Jumbo, the sumo wrestler.
Now, they're just going through some pre-challenge rituals. Okay, Fev is learning.
Fev's never looked better.
Fev is now scared, and it's not often he's scared. He's facing
excited.
A heavyweight here.
Okay, hang on.
Eye contact. Fev goes in strong. Jumbo, Fev, it's actually close. He just waved at the crowd. That was a bit arrogant. Oh, Fev's going to pinch him.
Fev's putting his loincloth on.
Sure, this was in one of the eight things you can't do.
You can't.
Oh, he's giving Fev, really, the Australian term is wedgie. I don't know what the Japanese term is. And he's about to ram Fev's head into a cupboard. Oh, wow. And then he's landed on our boss, Amanda.
Next, it's going to be a serious match, OK?
Well, the last one was quite serious,
no,
but
no,
OK.
Jumbo's going to turn this on. Watch this.
Well, Jumbo's going to throw him around like a rag doll, surely. Oh, I'm worried for Fev, but
good luck to him. Now, Fev's gone in pretty hard. Jumbo using every year of experience, the veteran sumo wrestler.
Pick him up.
They're grabbing each other's loincloths. It's actually quite a challenge. Jumbo's starting to show signs of weakness. Fev might have Jumbo. This is actually a legitimate wrestle. Fev got hurled to the ground violently. That's the biggest wedgie we've ever seen. Oh, Fev's put a hole in the wall. Fev's actually broken the studio. He's put a hole through the wall. Jumbo got a little carried away and they have destroyed this property. I don't know if we'll get our bond back. Jumbo's bleeding. Jumbo's bleeding at the knees. The wall broke. See you guys. We'll get out of here. Thank you. It's been fun.
More support.
I couldn't stop
laughing.
I know because you went through a wall first. And what was more alarming about that, they were really paper thin walls.
Yeah.
Like what were they made of? That sort of, what do they call that?
It was plaster of Paris, but very weak.
Sushi.
rice paper.
But Fev, if he pushed you any further through that wall, you would have gone out on the street.
Yeah, you could have gone flown
through the front.
I felt like I was on Rush Hour.
Do you know what? Do you know what happened though, Fev? Just it started that first round. Jumbo was winking at us and he was doing funny faces because I think he thought, oh, here we go. I've got some guy from Australia.
Who's this clown?
But he realised you were full on. Second round, he went hard.
He did go hard and it was really fun, but I'm really sore.
I bet you are.
I think before that we did the sumo, they said they trained from 5 to 11 every day, 6 hours. Doing that, they're really fit.
I know.
For
big people. Don't say it. Now, you've got to see this. We love our Instagram, and we're proud of a lot of the stuff we put on our Instagram.
Sore.
But if you've never been to our Instagram in your life, this is the morning that you should. Fifi Fev Byron, it's got to be it's the best video we've ever been involved
in. Just watch Fev get thrown through a wall.
There's the sell. Fifi Fev Byron on Instagram.